From KMXT in Kodiak, it's the Alaska Fisheries Report. I'm Terry Haynes.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Alaska Boats and Permits, marine broker for vessels, permits, and IFQs. For more information, call 1-907-235-4966 or online at alaskaboat.com.
The Alaska Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association, providing U.S. Coast Guard-accepted, hands-on safety training for all of Alaska's fishermen and their families. AMSEA at amse.org or 907-747-3287.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute, working to raise the value of our seafood harvest for the benefit of all Alaskans. On the web at alaskaseafood.org.
Statewide support of the Alaska Fisheries Report comes from Satellite Technical Services, providing satellite communication solutions for commercial fishermen across the state of Alaska. Information and dealers can be found at satellitewest.com or by calling 206-321-6896.
The Alaska Bycatch Review Task Force met on September 20th to discuss recommendations to the state of Alaska about research needed to help pursue reductions in bycatch, or fish caught by commercial fishermen that can't be kept or sold. Steep declines in the stocks of valuable directed fisheries like Bering Sea crab, Western Alaska salmon, and halibut statewide have spurred understandable concern about the amounts of these species that are caught and then discarded as bycatch in other fisheries. At the meeting, the task force reviewed a memo from their Science, Technology, and Innovation Committee. Here's their chairman, Tommy Sheridan.
So this document identifies specific research to better understand the issue of bycatch and determine if and how to better leverage available resources, and addresses the third task identified in AO 326, which is to, and I quote, ensure state agencies are leveraging available resources to better understand the issue of bycatch. The committee has agreed to three general recommendations, which the committee members believe are critical to the long-term success to conducting and funding the suggested and necessary research in this area. These general recommendations are to develop state bycatch research priorities, to share with funding entities that would help identify and acquire research funds, to implement strategies to encourage and facilitate industry and agency cooperation research, cooperative research to reduce bycatch and associated mortality, and to create a method for collaboration with other research entities to better track proposed or funded bycatch research, along with developing opportunities for cooperative projects and combined reported findings.
So, in other words, number one, let's figure out what we need to research and go out and actively find the money to pay for it. Number two, let's work directly with industry to find ways to reduce bycatch and the mortality associated with it. And number three, let's throw out a wide research net, keeping track of similar work being done by others with an eye to cooperation. And when we present the findings, let's try to put as many puzzle pieces as possible on the table at one time, with combined reporting of different projects. Possible steps toward these goals included hosting an annual collaborative workshop between agencies, researchers, and industry. It was also suggested that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game could create a process to develop the state's perspective on bycatch by actively engaging industry, communities, and tribes. And it was suggested that the collaborations between industry and agencies could be encouraged by streamlining the cost recovery process. Cost recovery basically means selling the fish caught during research activities to pay for the research. Cost recovery can be a sensitive subject. Here is Task Force member Duncan Fields.
In terms of the example, you used language about more streamlined cost recovery. And I just wanted to note that cost recovery here in Kodiak is very sensitive. The department's been a little more aggressive in catching fish that would otherwise be caught commercially to pay for department expenses. And I'm supporting that recommendation with the caveat that when we're talking about cost recovery, we need a robust discussion, between the fishers that are impacted, whatever the species is, and the department relative to budget and scope of project and those kinds of things.
Here is Task Force member Linda Kozak.
I appreciate Duncan bringing this up because we had some discussions about that very example, implementation example. And what we were talking about when we discussed this in the CRAB committee was the example of the industry agency cooperative work that is being done for the CRAB Observer Program in the Bering Sea Aleutian Islands. And that is that CRAB is taken to pay for research and the observers. Another example given was Freezer Longline Coalition had proposed a cooperative research project with the feds in order to try to determine some cod movement in the Northern Bering Sea and get some research on ocean temperatures, what they're eating, predation issues, a variety of things, and work with the communities up there. But to pay for the research, because there was no funding, they were proposing to be able to take a part of the cod and be able to pay for the vessel operation and the crew. And I understand the sensitivity in regard to salmon specifically. And this is more, I think, an example of some potential bycatch research that could be help to augment funding shortfalls.
So one source of research funding could be the resource itself. Next, the memo identified three general areas where research might best be focused. The first is gear modifications and improved technology in general. The second is updating the assumed discard mortality rates. And the third is to assess shifting distribution patterns of bycatch species. Here is Task Force member Linda Kozak, followed by Task Force member Stephanie Madsen.
One thing that was very clear in all in the committee work that I was involved with in the CRAB committee and then also on the Gulf Halibut and Salmon Committee was it came up time and time again how we need to look at gear modifications in order to reduce bycatch. And a lot of it was referencing Bering Sea pot cod and the directed crab fisheries. But there's other gear modification research that was discussed as well. And this was one area that was prioritized by all three committees as being an important tool to research in order to reduce bycatch and mortality associated with bycatch. The second is to update assumed discard mortality rates in all fisheries. And specifically, crab and pot cod were mentioned as examples in the CRAB committee as studies that are very outdated and need to be addressed. In fact, at the recent CRAB plan team meeting, one of the state biologists said that while the crab assumed discard mortality rate is at 20%, it's probably closer to 5%. But these first two were very important at all three committees as specific research projects that have direct relation to bycatch.
Mr. Chairman, Stephanie?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I could speak to number three because I think that you'll see when we get to the salmon research that the shifting distribution patterns in the Bering Sea for Western Alaska salmon and other species have really captured folks' interest and recognizing that these shifts in patterns due to climate change and the warming waters really it needs to be a focused research area. And if neglected, it's going to make the job harder to avoid incidental catch, bycatch. So I think, again, as Linda pointed out, this was discussed across each of the three species committees. And we felt that it was important to get it up front because there obviously is a shifting distribution pattern, and we need to understand what that means and where the species are traveling to and if they're coming back, and can be a complex issue. But I think it's critically important to understand how we can avoid them if there's shifting patterns.
Finding ways to make gear less deadly to non-target species seems like a no-brainer, as is trying to figure out where the fish will be at what time of year so fishermen can avoid them. But what's so important about updating assumed discard mortality? Well, for one thing, it helps us better understand the weight to give bycatch mortality among all the factors now challenging these species, chief among them warming environmental conditions. For the beleaguered Western Alaska salmon, two areas of research were identified as especially needed. The first is, quote, research that helps us to understand the relative importance of particular mechanisms for driving abundance of Western Alaska Chinook and Chum, close quote. In other words, how does bycatch mortality rank among all the other conditions that are challenging bycatch species? The second area of interest is, quote, research that can provide an additional non-adult abundance estimate, close quote. This means learning about the entire salmon life cycle to, quote, understand critical survival periods for Western Alaska salmon through integrated assessment surveys, close quote. These surveys would inform work to try to assess the role of ocean and climate conditions, as well as things like diet and disease, in the decline of Western Alaska salmon. Here again is Stephanie Madsen.
We may not think this is directly related to bycatch reduction, but I really do think that we need to understand what's going on with the target species or the bycatch species in order for us to understand what other mechanisms we could use to avoid them, or what's going on with them, and are there ways that we can help support it. As people that participated in the meetings and have seen the presentations, there's a concern that the Chinook salmon are suffering the near shore first year survivability. And so there's really a lot of focus on research to kind of peel back and understand what is going on in that first year survivability. For Chum salmon, it really is what's going on with their migration into the Gulf of Alaska. As we learned, there were two back-to-back marine heat waves, and with the Chum salmon being in the Gulf of Alaska overwintering there, they do believe that that's had a tremendous impact on Chum. And then along with the changes in the ecosystem and changing climate, food sources, the prey have also changed. And we think it's important to understand that, even though it's not directly related to a bycatch reduction.
This begs an obvious question. If research indicates that mortality as a result of bycatch is a relatively minor contributing factor in the decline of challenged species, does that also limit the responsibility of fishermen to act to reduce bycatch?
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund in recognition of the fishing industry, which provides over 58,000 Alaskan jobs from a renewable source.